Unit 11, page 106. Listening. Exercises 1 and 2.
So, everyone, as I'm sure you know, Nina was due to give her presentation today, but due to a virus, she is sick. Poor Nina.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Dear. Shame.
Bad.
However, Matt has kindly offered to do his presentation this week instead. So, Matt, your topic is...
It's, should we be doing more to explore space?
Okay, then. It's over to you, Matt.
Okay, thank you. Well, as I said, my topic is, should we be doing more to explore space? And basically, my argument is that, yes, we should. What are my reasons for thinking this way? Well, I don't think anyone here can be in any doubt that there are problems here on Earth. And to my mind, one of the biggest is population. Now, I've heard arguments both ways about whether or not our planet can sustain our current population of over 7 billion people. And by the way, it's getting bigger and bigger all the time. But if we don't do something soon, now really, then the consequences could be very serious. I mean, incredible overcrowding. So, if we explore space more and find ways to let people go and live on other planets, like Mars, then we can help ease the pressure on Earth. And that's important, don't you think?
Excuse me, can I say something?
Sure, Jake.
Well, the way I see it, it will take far too long to find ways to let people live on Mars. And even if we did, then a billion people aren't going to be living there, right?
Well, you have a point, Jake. But I think there are other good reasons for exploring space.
Okay, Matt, go on.
Well, if we explore space more, then we might find ways to grow more and better food very quickly and safely, which could then help us here on Earth.
Sorry, I have to interrupt here. I mean, sorry, Matt, but that's just never going to happen, is it?
Well, I'm not so sure.
Hazel's right, Matt. We might never be able to do that. In fact, there might not even be any possibility of growing food and bringing it back to Earth. And the consequences of spending so much money on space exploration with no definite result? I mean, it's crazy. All that money on sending spaceships out there when we could be using the money to find real solutions here on Earth.
Matt?
Well, the thing is, we've been trying for a long time to do what Hazel said, find solutions to the problems on Earth. And it hasn't worked yet, has it? I think it's vitally important for the human race to start looking outside our little world here. The answers are more likely to be out there.
I'm not sure I agree, Matt. If anything, I'd say we need to solve our problems right here where we are. What do you think, Hazel?
I think Tom might be right. There might be other ways to explore space that could benefit us here on Earth.
Yes, you could be right. Maybe I'm too influenced by science fiction stuff. I don't know.
No, don't worry, Matt. Your points are valid, too. Thanks for your presentation. Seems like people don't really agree with you, but it's always good to have someone put their ideas out there. It makes us think. Right, everyone?
Way to go, Matt.
Nice one,
way
Matt.
To go,
Good
Matt.
Good job.